1. Entering the factory, of course I was ready for the stench, the cold, the shifting of heavy loads, the harshness of it all, the conditions, the production line, the modern slavery. I wasn't there to report on it, nor was I readying myself for the revolution, no. The factory means I get to earn a buck, put food on the table, as the saying goes. Because my wife is sick of seeing me lounge around on the couch waiting for a job in my field. So it's the agro-industrial plant for me. Food processing, the agro-industry, as they say. A factory in Brittany, handling, processing, cooking, and all things fish and prawns. I'm not there to write. I'm there for the money. At the temp agency, they ask me when I can start. I pull out the Victor Hugo. My usual literary go-to, tried and tested. Tomorrow at dawn, when the countryside pales, I guess. They take me at my word, and the next day I clock on at 6 in the morning. As the hours and days go by, the need to write embeds itself like a bone in my throat I can't dislodge. But not of the grimness of the factory, rather its paradoxical beauty. On my production line, I often find myself thinking of a parable, one of Claudel's, I'm pretty sure. A man makes a pilgrimage from Paris to Chartres and comes across a fellow busy breaking stones. What are you doing? My job, breaking these shitty rocks. My back's done in, it's a dog's job, shouldn't be allowed, would sooner die. Some kilometres further on, a second fellow's busy doing the same job. Same question. I'm working, I've got a family to feed, it's a bit tough. That's just how it is, and at least I've got a job. That's the main thing. Further on still, outside Chartres, a third man, his face radiant. What are you doing? I'm building a cathedral. May the prawns and fish be my stones. At first, the smell of the factory irritated my nostrils. Now I no longer notice it. The cold is bearable, with a big jumper, a hoodie, two decent pairs of socks and leggings under my pants. Shifting the heavy loads, I'm finding muscles I didn't know existed. I am willing in my servitude, happy almost. The factory has taken me. I refer to it now only as my factory, as if I had some form of ownership of the machines or proprietary interest in the processing of the prawns and fish. Small-time casual worker that I am, one among so many others, soon will be processing shellfish too, crabs, lobsters, spider crabs and crayfish. That's a revolution I'm hoping to see. Hoping to bag some claws, even if I already know it won't be possible. It's bad enough trying to filch just a single prawn. You've really got to hide if you want to eat a few. I'm still too obvious, my co-worker Brigitte, an older woman, has said to me.